Hey, yo, so, man, you gonna be there tonight or what, bro?
Hey, I got to, cuz. What about you?
Hey, man, you know I'm gonna be there, man.
Hold up.
Now, who is this dude?
Hey, huh? Can I talk to y'all for a second?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Cool.
First off, what's good? My name is Dylan. What's yours? Cool, I came to witness. Hey, do you mind if I pay a visit and ask you a couple questions, plain and vivid? Appreciate it, who knows, maybe you could flourish. First question, do you think that you're a good person? Okay, would you take a little test to prove it? If yes, to let us do this, answer with what is the truest. I would use the standard that we will then measure by. They call the 10 commandments, one is you should never lie. Have you ever told a lie? What would you got phone and gas? Boasting what's not true, they false it is on override. A liar, that's right, what would that make you? A liar, well ironically, that's plain truth. So I pray you, honest with the rest of these questions. See, I need to give you the whole message, please. Slow down, can I hear 5 minutes of your time just to try to paint this picture of your condition, cause you might need some fixing up. I do this cause I love you, I'm not trying to get rid of you. Let's talk, don't walk away. 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 Have you ever stolen your life like a poster that you didn't own but you liked, huh? Or maybe at your favorite fast food place, you ordered water but it didn't serve your taste, so you filled it with some drink you didn't pay for. That counts as stealing, I'm finished, I'm sure that there's way more. So what do you call someone who steals? A thief? You're right, that answer was too real. Have you ever looked at someone with less meaning in your mind? You're thinking things that would disgust your mama or your grandma to know your mind was going there. Listen to what Jesus said, I hope that you're so prepared to look with lust. You commit adultery in the heart. I was guilty too, that fault is from the start. You said you're good, but by your own admission, you're a lying thief, a doctor. Now tell me, are you really sure? Slow down, can I hear 5 minutes of your time just to try to paint this picture of your condition, cause you might need some fixing up. I do this cause I love you, I'm not trying to get rid of you. Let's talk, don't walk away. 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 The Bible says man is sure to die. After this comes judgment, y'all. Now morning time. You don't believe in God? You say you don't see him. Do you believe the people built the Roman Colosseums? You know the ones that you seen in the photos? Whatever earthquake made them, please, that's a no-no. Of course they were designed, had to be a designer. Someone drew the plans and people had to be higher. You believe they exist cause it was out the work they built. In the same way, look at the universe and human guilt. The knowledge you're right and wrong that God gave us. Someone had to make us, but our sin enslaves us. So on the day where you be innocent and guilty, you're breaking his holy law, facing we're all filthy. To a holy God who must punish loud breakers, like a judge who locks up murderers, all rapists. So think about it, would you go to heaven or hell? Now I'm ready to tell what God did so you could have forgiveness. Sent his only son who had to give his life in this world he created. He's God with us, he walks sinless. I call this a strong finish. He took our sin to the cross, faced God's wrath. Jesus plus zero equals everything, that's odd math. He's resurrected, proving he's mighty to save. Look, you could die in a day, get what I'm trying to say. Even though you lied, hate and done wrong, he can make it alright. This is more than a song. Turn from your old sin and trust in Jesus. Surrender your life, you must believe this. Turn from your old sin and trust in Jesus. Surrender your life, you must believe this.